Okay, tough game. I thought our guys did a great job coming back. Coaches made good adjustments. Just not enough in the end, and that's on me. The end of game situation on offense. We needed two. We're a tough situation. Three timeouts. They're holding three timeouts. I got a good field goal kicker. We needed to run the clock and move the chains, and that's on me. We didn't do that there, and that's my fault.
John, were you on board with the three play calls, the three passes in that situation?
I'm not going to get into that. I don't think that's relevant right now, Sal. Overall, again, that's on me, and so we just got to do a better job. I got to do a better job in that situation.
John, is that a situation where if you throw it once, you're going to throw it three times? Or if you run it once, you're going to run it three times, because even if you leave them with one timeout, that's all they needed in that spot.
Yeah, I mean, when you talk about holding three timeouts, where we were, they've got a really strong leg field goal kicker. We knew that. Now, there's a potential, if the situation goes three straight runs, you're running 6 seconds off potentially each time, and you're maybe in a similar situation, So. Either way, we got to do a better job, and that starts with me 100%.
Is there something to the idea, though, that if it's going to go one way or the other, have it go one way or the other with 17 with the ball in his hands?
I love Josh with the ball in his hands. I do. And efficient offense was the right approach there, and I didn't have us do that. So again, we learned from that. Tough situation. They're holding three timeouts. Like I said, they got a good field goal kicker, and you go back and forth. I probably should have run it on the first play and just said, hey, where are we now? Either way, we're probably going to have to move the chains one time, right, to not give them a chance. But again, those are situations, and that's on me.
We did.
And again, we talked about it after the game, and you don't know where that punt's going to land. The punt goes in the end zone. We're at the 20, and we got a chance, right? So, or do they, because of their kicker, do they hang on and run the clock down and try and do something on the last play? So, again, situational football. So, that's all me. I thought we had opportunities in the game. I really did. I thought the defense with the guys that were playing out there really battled out there. And just overall, not enough production on first down as an offense, not enough third down, really manageable third downs to convert and move the chains and keep the pressure on their defense. And so we got to do a better job there. I don't know. I'll have to look at the film, Joe. I just feel like overall, maybe we're too much down the field. I thought some of the getting the ball out, I think it was some in the second quarter, maybe some in the third as well. I thought that was effective for us, and it just seemed like maybe we were looking down the field. I don't know. I got to look at the film and just feel. We talked about it at halftime, and we knew first down wasn't good for us. And then when you talk about third down, 3 of 14 with the average yards to go, eight yards plus, that's not healthy.
John, to Joe's point, you had 18 targets to your wide receivers, just four catches. Everybody knew with Khalil out that it was going to be an opportunity for somebody to step up. How troubling is it that you didn't see any of that production kind of made up for him?
Yeah, I would have hoped for more. Honestly, I'm sure those guys feel the same way.
The last scrimmage play before the field goal, it looked like the defense was confused. There was nobody in the middle of the field, for instance. You know what happened there?
Yeah, what we had was we were trying to go nickel defense, and Dorian was on the side. We didn't have the communication we needed right there, and so because of that, he was late onto the field and getting the call in that situation.
Sean, was there a common thread that they were able to convert a line of third and 6 months today?
On their side, yeah. We had a mental on one of the third downs. I think it was third and five in the first quarter that led to their first score. And then they did some good things just with making some good throws. And I thought we made some plays defensively when we needed to make them and the guys battled. And we've got to look at those third downs overall. And when you get a team in a third down, you got to win those situations.
Sean, back-to-back weeks offensively, first half struggles, get things going third quarter. Have those slow starts been more about what you guys have not been doing or more of maybe what your opponents have?
Um, you know, I'll know more again when I have a better look at the film, John. I think overall, you know, I feel like, to your point, we've been a little bit off our game from what we did, from what we executed in the first three games. And so that's what when I get a chance to turn the film on, that's what I'm going to be looking for.
Just look at how the game finished. It seems pretty clear that after the turnover at the 15, not cashing the touchdown. I mean, that would have probably changed the outcome of the game.
Opportunities. Again, that's we I think we had two takeaways. I know we got the ball, I think in the first quarter, we had a three and out, got the ball to maybe the minus 49, plus 49 for us, you know, almost 50 yards. Just opportunities overall. Thought there were some opportunities. That being said, I thought our offense came back in the second half and battled. And so, again, just not enough overall as a team. The kick return, or excuse me, the punt return before half was 3 points. Their punt return. So all that, all of it adds up when you're in that tight of a game.
At the end of the first half, there was that catch by Dalton that, did you think it was ruled incomplete? Did you think about challenging that?
I did, yeah. And the information I got, it's, you know, on that side, I didn't get a replay. And the information I got was that the ball had hit the ground. So that's what we went with.
Sean, two tough ones on the road, another one coming up.
Yeah.
Where are your guys now? Where do you think everybody is now after the, you know, two tough ones like this?
Yeah, I mean, they're down. You know, there's no moral victories. I did like how they battled, you know, to battle back after getting down like we did. Got a lot of young guys out there, in particular on the defensive side, playing and battling, giving us great effort on all three phases, really. So, you know, the margins in the NFL are slim. And, you know, we got to continue to work to improve ourselves, get some guys healthy at some point here. I think that would help. And yet, that's not an excuse. We got to find ways to pull these out.
Sean, you had last question.
Josh was 9-30 tonight. You talked about missed opportunities. You had Mac a couple of times early, Dalton maybe once over the middle. Do you feel like he's trusting what he's seeing right now? And just how would you assess his overall performance tonight?
You talking about Mac or Josh?
Josh.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he wants that throwback that you referenced, Jay. And Josh is a great player. So, you know, take the ball in Josh's hand anytime. And you know, the fourth and five that we went for, it was a great throw, great catch, great run after catch by Keon. So Josh is a warrior, man. He got, you know, took a pretty good hit out there and came back for his team and his teammates. All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Sean.